Thank you, Chair. Well, Mr. Pratt actually said what I wanted to say. The representative of the European Union covered it all, except for a few details. I think that since the Secretariat of the Inland Transport Committee, and that is indeed the platform that was used for these discussions. So I think we need a common platform, not simply have an exchange of emails, but actually bring interested parties together. And I'm talking about the OSGD, OTIF, CIM, and interested countries, the European Union, interested countries. And I think that the Secretariat should be the focal point for such consultations. Since initially it was a proposal of the Russian Federation, we're now explaining how we see it. Now, about what Lukasz has said, referring to the subject of these consultations. Well, we are quite clear about that, and we can send our views to you. We can tell you about them in any acceptable way. Now, I'd like to draw your attention to the following in order to not forget about this and the whole set of issues that we're discussing. Now, on 2021-3, the Russian Federation already insists that we have a list of documents that will be attached to the URL, 7 documents, and I think the Secretariat has all of the numbers, but we're ready to send them to you. But we would like to everyone to be clear about this. So this are the document these are the documents 2021-3 URL 2019/5, the position paper of the European Union, document 2019/12, the position paper of Russia, the Russian Federation, document 2019/18, the comparative analysis of the three railway law systems, and document the document that led to the differences in views, document 2020/5, are very specific proposals to the articles and provisions of the URL. So that is the list of documents. Of course, we have a declaration. It doesn't have a number. So I think all of these documents should be sent to all countries, including the two international.